following program is brought to you by your friends at TheForce.net.
Oh, Maxie bit the Force.
And RebelScum.com.
You Rebel Scum.
The galaxy is listening.
This is a ForceCast Microcast.
Nice, Magic.
Brought to you by TheForce.net and RebelScum.com.
You may fire when ready.
Greetings, ForceCast fans, and welcome to another edition of the EU Microcast. I am your host, Pete, and we've got another chock-full edition of the EU Microcast for you here. Before we get into that, I do want to tease you on a couple of things that we've got coming up in the next couple of weeks. First off, of course, Jason and I will be back on Friday with our usual weekly edition of the ForceCast. And inside, you'll have a little teaser to an interview that we did with Shannon McRandall, the real-life inspiration for Mara Jade. And then, springboarding off of that, Jay Shepard and I had the opportunity to speak with Timothy Zahn, the author of Allegiance, as well as the Thrawn trilogy, and one of the grandfathers of EU in the Star Wars universe. So it was really exciting to talk to him, and look forward to that because it's a really good interview and he's a really great guy. So you can look forward to that. We're also trying to chase down some of the inspiration behind some of the recent comic series, as well as the hyperspace comic web strips, and lots of other things that we have in store for you. So make sure you're staying tuned. Make sure you check the feed, because you never know when something's going to show up. Like, I don't know, maybe some additional coverage for a certain toy extravaganza that's going on this weekend. So make sure that you're always tuning your browser to TheForce.net and RebelScum.com, or you've got your subscription going on iTunes, because you never know when something new is going to pop up. With all that being said, let's get right into our EU Microcast. We've got a game review of Knights of the Old Republic, as I promised in the last EU Microcast. We have the next installment of Jay Shepard's Intro to the EU. And starting things off for us here will be a couple of EU character profiles, Baltar Swan and Kofi Arana. So I hope you enjoy. Baltar Swan was a human Jedi who was apprenticed to Micah Jiet prior to the outbreak of the Clone Wars. Her acrobatic fighting style made her a rising star amongst the Jedi ranks, but she was not battle-tested. Master Jiet was killed at the hands of Ichori extremists, and Swan continued her training under Jedi Master Plo Koon. Swan also served on a team of Jedi diplomats attempting to bring peace during the Sepan Civil War. She was part of the 200-member Jedi Task Force sent to Geonosis to rescue Obi-Wan Kenobi from the Separatists.
I will take what Jedi we have left and go to Geonosis and help Obi-Wan.
And fought in and survived the battle thereafter. She served as a Jedi General in the Clone Wars and fought in the Battle of Aragonor, and during the Second Battle of Coruscant, piloted a Jedi Interceptor against the Separatist fleet.
This is where the fun begins.
She survived the execution of Order 66.
Execute Order 66.
It will be done, my lord.
And a month afterwards went with fellow survivor Su Choi to Kessel in an attempt at revenge against Darth Vader. However, the plan failed, and fellow Jedi Kofi Arana murdered her for her lightsaber during the fight against Vader. According to the Galactic Empire, Swan was killed by her fellow Jedi in a power struggle. Swan appears in Holonet News Volume 531-49, Episode 2, Attack of the Clones, Republic 59, Enemy Lines, Labyrinth of Evil, Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, and is featured in the Dark Horse comic Star Wars Purge. Kofi Arana was a male human Jedi Master and a senior general during the Clone Wars. As the Clone Wars drew to a close, Arana attended the briefing on the Outer Rim sieges at the Jedi Temple by Obi-Wan Kenobi.
You missed the report on the Outer Rim sieges. In short, they are going very well. Sulukumai has fallen, and Master Voss has moved his troops to Bos Pity.
Arana was sent, along with six other Jedi, as reinforcements to Bos Pity. Arana was one of the few Jedi to survive Order 66, and the only one to escape Bos Pity. His escape was known to the Empire and published in Holonet News, but unbeknownst to them, he returned to Coruscant shortly after Order 66 and hid amongst the crowds at the base of the Jedi Temple. He was one of 8 Jedi summoned by Master Shaddai Popkin to a secret meeting on Kessel to discuss the future of the Jedi Order. Orana advocated taking the fight to the Sith, even if it meant using the dark side.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
The meeting was ambushed by Darth Vader, and after losing his lightsaber, he drew upon the dark side and slew fellow Jedi Boltar Swan for hers, and was killed mid-leap by the Dark Lord. When the Galactic Empire emerged, official records compiled by Sate Pestage stated that Orana was killed by his fellow Jedi in a power struggle. Kofi Orana's fall is chronicled in appearances in Star Wars Episode III, Revenge of the Sith, Republic Holonet News Special Inaugural Edition, Star Wars Republic Into the Unknown, and Star Wars Purge. I know, you may be asking yourself, why did he do 2 EU character profiles? Well, I'm sure most of you have figured it out by now, but obviously those characters are intertwined in more ways than one. They will be making their plastic debut together in Hasbro's EU comic character packs that are debuting later this year. They'll be included in the package with the comic book Purge, in which they obviously both play very heavily in. And that was revealed to us just before Christmas by Daryl DePriest in our interview with him. So we appreciate him dropping that on us, and I've wanted to get these two on ever since then, so here they are. And now we'll move along into Jay Shepard's intro into the EU, and appreciate once again Jay giving us this information, because he's got enough on his plate to keep him busy, but he is always more than happy to lend a hand to the Forcecast, and we really appreciate that. So here you go.
Welcome to part 6 of our 7-part Introduction to the Expanded Universe segments here exclusively on the Forcecast. We are into the home stretch with today's era, the New Jedi Order. This is a very exciting era for several reasons. For one thing, it marked the return of Del Rey to the Star Wars publishing arena, at least for novels. All of the classic Star Wars books had been published by Del Rey. Okay, here's your quick history lesson for the day. The original books actually hold the Ballantine Books name on their covers, and all but the first paperback of Star Wars in late 1976 have the Del Rey logos on their inside title page. Later ones actually put it on the spine as well. Del Rey began in 1977 with the Sword of Shannara novel by Terry Brooks as an imprint of Ballantine Books, and released all the classic Star Wars novels up through the Lando Calrissian trilogy. Ballantine at this time was owned by Random House. In 1991, when Tim Zahn wrote the Thrawn trilogy, Lucasfilm chose Bantam Spectra to be their publisher. While the occasional Del Rey Star Wars book would come out, it was always either a reprint of one of the classic books, which they owned the publishing rights to, or a specialty book such as Sansweet's Star Wars Encyclopedia. Bantam's contract was up in 1998, and Del Rey won the bid to get back into the publishing of new novels, starting with the Phantom Menace film adaptation by none other than Terry Brooks. They have been the publisher of all novels since then, and will continue to until at least 2008 when their current contract expires. The other exciting aspect of the New Jedi Order era was readers got to experience the books in chronological order. I know, sure, big deal, I hear you say. Well, after 8 years of continuity hopping, this was a big deal. It was a grand plan they had. 5 hardcover novels in 5 years telling the larger story of an invasion of aliens into the universe, the likes that had never been seen before. 14 paperbacks then would fill in the story between the hardcovers, and 3 ebooks then would tie in various ways. It was a risky move. Fans had grown complacent with the expanded universe over the last decade. Del Rey's editors and the authors chosen to write the New Jedi Order had a roundtable meeting, plotted out the 5-year arc, which would occur in a 5-year time span in the Star Wars universe as well, and set to work. Here's where I will issue a warning to all listeners. These books are still relatively recent, and there's some great stuff that happens in them. What I'm about to discuss can be considered spoilers to some who have not yet braved the NJO. This is your last chance to turn off your iPods before I get into these books. Okay, well, welcome to those that stayed. The first book in the NJO is actually the most recent, Boba Fett, A Practical Man by Karen Travis, and it's an e-book that tied into the publication of the Legacy of the Force Bloodlines, but it deals with Fett in the days prior to and just after the Yuuzhan Vong invasion. Okay, with the main New Jedi Order series, according to Del Rey, the story can be gathered by reading just the 5 hardcovers, but for the full scope of the war, readers would want to explore the paperbacks in between. As mentioned before, each hardcover was published approximately a year apart, beginning in 1999 and ending in 2003. The in-universe timeline also followed the same progression, adding to the drama of the series. Now we get into the actual 21 parts of the story. Part 1, Hardcover Number 1, Vector Prime by R.A. Salvatore. The book that shocked the collective fandom and had people talking just as much, if not more, than the release of The Phantom Menace that same year. As most of you know, this is the book that killed Chewbacca. While Salvatore's name is on the cover, he does not and should not be blamed for the death, as the plot point was planned out in advance by the editors at Del Rey. This book introduced the Yuuzhan Vong, who were religious zealots who viewed mechanical technology as blasphemy. Their technological innovations were genetically engineered and purely organic, which gave them a distinct advantage in battle. Additionally, the Vong deeply respected pain to the point of masochism and strove to improve their physical capabilities through organ grafting. They lacked connection to the Force, which gave the Jedi that confronted them a run for their money. Vector Prime also included a map of the galaxy, as would all NJO books, showing the path the Yuuzhan Vong would take. The next pair of books, Dark Tide 1, Onslaught, and Dark Tide 2, Ruin, by Michael Stackpole, brings the action closer to home. It's Lando, Gavin Darklighter, and that's Biggs' cousin. The Solos and the Skywalkers must defend against the new invaders led by Shadao Shai, the Yuuzhan Vong leader. Agents of Chaos 1, Heroes Trial, and Agents of Chaos 2, Jedi Eclipse, both by James Luceno, introduce Droma, a Rin, and continue the devastation as the Vong continue to move deeper into the galaxy, taking Obroa Sky and other planets. Hardcover number 2, Balance Point, by Kathy Tyrer, starts the second year of the Vong invasion. It finds Luke, Leia, Mara, and Anakin all on their own paths and thrust into the face of the Vong invasion of Duros. Meanwhile, Jason tries to come to terms with his new understanding of the Force. This is followed by the e-book, number 1, Recovery, by Troy Denning, in which Han races against time to save the woman he loves from certain death. The Edge of Victory duology, Conquest and Rebirth, both by Greg Keyes, introduce the Peace Brigade, a group of Vong sympathizers, as Anakin Solo and Tahiri Vela bust some Vong heads, and Mara and Luke await the birth of their son, Ben. Hardcover number 3, Star by Star, by Troy Denning, marks the halfway point of this series and serves as another hard blow for the Republic with the death of Anakin Solo and the invasion of Coruscant. This is followed by Dark Journey by Elaine Cunningham, which focuses on Jaina as she copes with her brother's death and her place in the Force. Enemy Lines 1, Rebel Dream, and Enemy Lines 2, Rebel Stand, by Aaron Alston, harkens back to the days of the Rebellion as the New Republic is scattered by the fall of Coruscant, while Leia and Han try to round up survivors to confront this apparently unbeatable foe. Traitor by Matthew Stover follows up with Jason, who is alive but being held captive by the Vong and Vergere, who will teach him new and mysterious aspects of the Force. Hardcover number 4, Destiny's Way, by Walter John Williams, begins the unification of the various anti-Vong factions, and Anakin returns with a knowledge that might actually help defeat these invaders. This is followed by eBook 2, Elysia, also by Williams, and deals with Jedi Kip Duron bringing the fight to the Peace Brigade's home base. The Force Heretic Trilogy, Remnant, Refugee, and Reunion, all by Sean Williams and Shane Dix, shows Luke and the Jedi searching for the mysterious sentient world of Zenoma Sekot to help defeat the Vong while Han and Leia work to bring the remains of the Empire into the fight. The Final Prophecy by Greg Keyes features more problems with Zenoma Sekot and Wedge Antilles leading the good fight in the Bill Bringy system. The series then wraps up with hardcover number 5, The Unifying Force, by James Luceno, which changes the nature of the galaxy for good. You're going to have to read that one to find out how it all ends, folks. Since we're running short on time, I'll also mention that there are 3 books in the Dark Nest series by Troy Denning that follow the New Jedi Order series. This leads us into the next and final era, the Legacy Era. Please remember that these are not all that's occurring during this time frame, as there are always short stories and other tidbits that are created for backstory and other mediums. However, this should serve you as a good guide to the major works in place during this era. Be sure to check our show notes for more information on the New Jedi Order era, and listen in for future segments where I will continue to give you an introduction to the remaining eras and keep you updated on the current happenings in that galaxy far, far away. I'd also like to extend a special thanks to the folks at NJOE.com for refreshing my memory on all the plot lines in the New Jedi Order series.
Continuing with the second of our series of reviews of games making their reappearance in the Star Wars Best of PC offering that came out late last year, is one of the granddaddies of them all, Knights of the Old Republic, which was originally released in 2003. Now, for any of you that may not be familiar with this, BioWare and LucasArts came out with this as a role-playing offering for the Star Wars universe. The game takes place 4,000 years before The Phantom Menace, and has given birth to a lot of great characters, Darth Revan, Darth Malak, Bastila Shaun, Karth Onassi, HK-47, and a lot of other characters that you've seen reappear in other EU books, comics, what have you. But if you haven't played this game, definitely do yourself a favor and play it. And if you have played it, it's probably time for you to go back and revisit it, because this is, by far, not only one of the best games, but is the best as far as stories go in the Star Wars universe. The gameplay is fairly simple. It's the standard archetype of a role-playing game in which you have a party of characters that you can choose, interchange, and interact with, and you patrol the Star Wars universe in whatever way, shape, and form that you want to do it in order to track down clues about, of course, who you are. Now, you awake in a starship in the middle of a huge space battle and have no recollection of who you are or where you came from. The game does start off prior to this with your own design of the character. You can choose male or female, you can choose what type of skills they have, and obviously that'll play into how you play the game later on. But this doesn't have any information as far as the character goes, so you pretty much come in with a blank slate, which, if you tuned into our interview with Drew Karpyshyn, is kind of the standard by which they go with these role-playing games, just to kind of give you a blank slate when you're coming in, but not starting you off as a baby child. So, you follow in through this battle, and of course, you eventually meet up with some of the other characters, get trapped on planets, and you begin your adventure from there. What's interesting and what's a lot of fun about this game is that not only do you interact with the characters and get dialogue from them, their dialogue reflects your answers to them and your questions to them. So you get to guide the story however you want it to go. If you want to follow the dark side, you can do that. If you want to follow the light, you can do that. Of course, if you choose to be a Jedi, you can use different lightsabers, you can use different weapons, and all of it is revolving around you tracking down the essence of who you are. One of the hang-ups I know that a lot of people get into is, and this goes for my partner at the Forcecast, I'm not very good at games. Well, this is the perfect offering for you, even if you're not a good gamer, because this game requires more intellect than brawn. So if you're concerned about a game that has too much button pushing and too many combinations, well, you really don't have to worry about that quite so much. In the standard mode, you're just walking around the planets or the spaceships or wherever you may be, interacting with the characters, and it's just up to you whether you choose to respond in certain fashions and pick up certain weapons or do those types of things. When you get into the battle sequences, it doesn't get much more difficult. Everything is turn-based, so, and this is a tip that I use that would be great for any of you out there who aren't big gamers, is there's an option where you can stop the battle after each round, so each person gets to take their turn, and then everything resets. Well, this allows you a chance to decide what you're going to do, how you're going to plan your attack, what weapons you're going to use, and most importantly, an opportunity to heal if your health has fallen below a dangerous level. With that being said, even all the interactions that you do as you're moving through the battle portion of a round really aren't all that difficult. They give you all your options. Everything is right up there in front of you. So for the most part, even if you're not a good button pusher, you can win your battles as long as you think it out and plan ahead. Don't try and take on the final boss without having gone through all the levels, because you're going to lose. But for anyone that enjoys a good Star Wars story, this is by far the best one. And if you're just new to Star Wars gaming or haven't tried Star Wars gaming at all, go grab this title, whether you get it on Xbox or on the PC in this Best of PC title. It's the best value, obviously. It's a fun game, and it's one that you can play several times because the scenarios change, again, based on your decisions. So if I had one game to recommend people to play, it would definitely be Knights of the Old Republic. And I won't spoil any of this story, like I said last week, but again, do yourself a favor and follow this story because it is one that actually would probably even be worthy of a movie in and of itself. So that'll wrap this one up. Next time we'll have another Best of Star Wars PC title to review, Republic Commandos. That's going to do it for this edition of the EU Microcast. Thanks once again for tuning in, and make sure you tune in to all the great content here offered through the Force.net and RebelScum.com. We appreciate all of your listeners, and on behalf of all of the staffers here at the Force.net and RebelScum, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Taking us out this week is the original trailer from Knights of the Old Republic.
This pathetic planet from the face of the galaxy.
The Force fights with me.
Get on those gun turrets.
Bring her to me.
Republic forces, pull back!
It is too late to retreat, Admiral. There is no escape for us.
You are strong, child, but I will break you.
I'll never fall to the dark side.
This is but a taste of the dark side.
This podcast is not endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The official Star Wars site can be found at www.starwars.com. Star Wars, all names and sounds of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of the Force.net LLC unless otherwise indicated.